Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, a little bit of activity are happening with the major employers in the area. Can you hit on that?
So obviously, the base is having their big contract change with NASS losing the contract and New Horizons getting the contract. There's a thought that some is still in negotiation, but that they may limit how much time off carries forward. So then that some of that time off will be paid out as a bonus. And then also with Nissan doing the buyout offers or early retirement for much of their management team, a lot of that compensation is going to get paid out this year. So some of the simple things you can do to reduce your tax burden, one of the easiest ones is try to max out your 401k. You know, right now the current limit is $23,000 for air contributions and another $7,500 for just your portion you can put in your 401k. A lot of people get confused and think, hey, that employer match is part of that $30,500 if you're over 50, and that's not the case. That's a separate match. So the amount of money you can put in is $23,000 if you're under 50 and $7,500 more if you're over 50. But you got to put those in the buckets, right? You got to make sure that your over 50 contribution percentage is in there too, because a lot of times they'll grab the regular and forget the catch-up. And so that's a simple thing to do. Now, as part of that, you also have to be cognizant of what's called the true-up contributions. Both of these plans, to our knowledge, if you max out early, before the last paycheck hits, you do not get matched on that money. So you have to make sure that you hit that needle just right, where you, if you want to get that full match, you don't match out in September. If you're going to, last day is in November, you want to try to max out by November. So it does require some calculations, some math, and we're happy to do that and try to determine if you are hitting those numbers correctly. And another big part of that is health savings accounts. If you're covered by health savings account, don't forget that too. You know, that's an extra $4,150 if you're single, $8,300 if you're married, that you can put into a, you know, health account that you can use for healthcare costs in retirement. So don't forget that account as well. But those are some options that people should consider right now with these buyouts, is do some planning now so that next April you're not crying when you got to pay taxes.
And part of that, I'm glad you hit on that. Part of the buyout, right, is that you're going to receive all this income in 2024.
Right.
So it's one of those things we're happy to help out with, is to help you run a tax estimator as to how much you are going to have to pay in or how much you may be getting back.
So one of the things we do, obviously we're not accountants, so we would always tell you to take those numbers and verify those accounted, but we'll run a basic, you know, tax calculator of what your taxes, you know, could be on the buyout. And so we do it for, you know, customers and non-customers as a service we offer firms. So if you're interested in that, give us a call and we're happy to run those numbers.
Perfect. Well, thanks for talking to us about this today. And thank you for tuning in as well. And we hope you have a great day.